You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is Nobel. Nobel in today's program is the name of a Swedish chemist. He is remembered for his invention of dynamite and for the bequest that created the Nobel Prizes.
诺贝尔
Nobel Prize
诺贝尔奖
Here is an example. Chinese scientist Tu Youyou wins the 2015 Nobel Prize in Medicine.
提到诺贝尔奖，想必大家最近都有所耳闻。上一期呢，我们提到过我天朝医药学家屠呦呦获得了诺贝尔奖，鼓掌祝贺。
But do you know what exactly is the Nobel Prize and who is Nobel?
今天呢，我们就一起来聊聊诺贝尔奖的前世今生。
First of all, Nobel was a man.
他是化学家。工程师、发明家，更是一位有钱的化学家、工程师和发明家。他才是真正的霸道总裁啊！他在欧美等五大洲20个国家开设了约100家公司和工厂。
He can speak fluently English, French, German, Russian, and other languages.He traveled and studied in Sweden, Russia, the United States, and France when he was young.
作为霸道总裁的标配，女朋友人家是不缺的，但他一生未娶。三段爱情，一个早逝，一个无缘，一个负心，说来也是心酸。但是霸道总裁爷爷的事业那是如日中天，蒸蒸日上的。在他355项的专利发明中，最有名气的就是炸药了。准确的来说呢，是硝化甘油炸药。
He was the inventor of dynamite.
炸药为他带来的不仅仅是巨大的财富，还有铺天盖地的批评。在他的弟弟死于一场爆炸事故之后呢，一篇法国报纸这样写的
Dr. Alfred Nobel, who became rich by finding ways to kill more people faster than ever before, died yesterday.
这让诺贝尔感慨良多。
Alfred was disappointed with what he read and concerned with how he would be remembered.
于是他在第三份也是最后一份遗嘱上交代了设立诺贝尔奖的事情。于是就有了今天的诺贝尔奖。一共呢有5个奖项
Outstanding Contributions for Humanity in Chemistry, Literature, Peace, Physics, Physiology, or Medicine.
物理化学、生理或医学、文学、和平5个奖项。这次屠呦呦获得的就是其中的生理或医学奖。